We have endeavored to write a little visual for you. Great faith, the small giants, God's perspective, his view. Over here, this is a minimized scale where you can minimize things, or over here you can maximize, and that's from the computer age. All right? We all face giants in our life. We do. And they're not just a Goliath giant, but we face giants. We're going to be talking about giants, large giants, and small giants. All right? We're going to start, Lord willing. I have a little something to read to you or to refer to. And this is kind of a little inspiration that I got as I was studying. And it's about the small giant. The towering enemy strides into the valley of Eli. He stands, this is a Goliath, he's 9 feet tall. Can you imagine seeing a man that is 9 feet tall? I've seen some tall basketball players, but I don't think I've seen anybody that's 9 feet tall. What is the average? 6.5 or maybe 7? But 9 feet tall, it says this article. And he has his coat of armor. It's made of many small bronze plates. It glimmers in the sunlight, so you can notice it. And the shaft of his spear is wrapped with cords, so it can spin through the air and be thrown with greater distance and accuracy. Goliath, he looked invincible. We are facing some things today that look invincible. Yeah. But I'm here to remind you that we want to maximize the power of our God. We want to look to God for everything that we need. And that's why I have this reminder, this little scale. You know, just kind of little touch it and you can maximize that print and it comes up larger. Or if you want to minimize and make it smaller, you just do it the other way. And whatever your need is, but our God is well able, and he was able to take care of this big, tall Goliath. But you know what? David knows better. While Goliath may look like a giant, 9 feet tall, and he acts like a giant, he probably had the stride and all of that too, and it probably struck fear in those brethren there. But listen, in contrast, David knew he was serving the living God. Yeah. And even though David might have been smaller, shorter, I'm sure he was, and 9 feet tall, he had confidence in that great, mighty God, and that great, mighty God was going to come in on the scene. And he did, and he was able to slay that great giant. David had a perspective, I think, of God's view on the situation. Amen. Yes. He was facing something that was difficult, but he knew that God had seen him through. When he was there as a shepherd boy, when the lion and the bear came and the sling and things that he was familiar with, he knew how to will those things that he might be able to get the victory. What about us spiritually today? Are we in touch with God through reading the word of God, through meditating, to being quiet before the Lord, to slaying the giant of ourselves? So when we get in a real spiritual battle, we're able to go through victory. We're able to have confidence in that mighty God that is able to move all those giants and put them on a level field. Isn't that wonderful? The God in which we serve. So I want today to amplify, to lift up the name of the God that we're serving, the one that we recommend to you that has never lost a battle, and he's not going to start losing it in 2023. But I am expecting greater manifestations of the Spirit of God, and I want you to join in with that as we bind together, as we've heard in this message about the fire of God, the anointing, the sanctification that is needed. We can all make it happen, because we're all going to be a part. We're all a vessel, and you can be able to thank the Lord. Lord, I had a little part in that blessing, can't you? And we're going to give you all the glory. We're talking about those giants that we meet right here today. So God was able to give the victory to David here, and we're so thankful. He will not forget you either in your time of your battle. So just trust him and put your confidence in him, and he will surely bring it to pass. Thank the Lord. All right. So we want to remember that our perspective, How we view things will affect us. So Lord, keep us encouraged today. Yes. Turn with me to 1 Samuel 17 and 28. We'll begin there for our first scripture. Thank the Lord. All right. Here we are. 1 Samuel 17 and 28. We will begin reading right there. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. This is what I was talking to you about, David. You're going to have some conditions that may not be favorable. Just keep on serving that mighty God, and he'll bring it to pass. Why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? Notice, I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Notice 29. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause?
Yes.
He came for a good reason. He came on a mission to be able to take care of that giant that they were afraid of. And God was with him. And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same matter. And the people answered him again after the former manner. When the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. He paid attention. He sent for him. He needed him. And David was qualified, and we need to be qualified to fight the giants also in our life, our spiritual lives. Yeah. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. He had confidence in the Jehovah God that things were going to be all right. I don't believe that he knew how it was going to work out, but I believe he had faith to believe it is going to work out and it is going to be positive, and God surely did cause it to come to pass. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. And he a man of war from his youth. They were mismatched there, but not with the God that we're serving. I want you to remember, we're going to maximize the power of God, and we're going to minimize when the enemy whispers, you can't do it, you might as well give up, nobody's concerned about you. You know how those things happen, Lord, when we're in the journey, when we're in the fight. But I want us to go forward. Forward is the battle cry. Yes. Don't listen to that. You're going to get your little finger, your faith, and you say, I'm going to maximize it. God, you're awesome. You're great, and I believe it, and I remember how you helped me in the times past. Remember what happened to Jacob. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Yeah. And even though he had a physical injury, didn't he get that hip or something out of place? He said, I'm gonna wrestle right here with you. Are you willing to wrestle until you get the blessing? Yeah. Until you can see that giant fall down by the faith Amen. And confidence in God. We are facing giants today. I want you children to remember that. But we also are serving that great God that is well able, that God that we sing, how great thou art, the God that we sing, what a mighty God we serve, the God of faith. That's the one I want you to realize. He's on your side. And yes, we are. We're on the winning side. We have God with us. So we're thankful he came in on the scene and he blessed Saul and he blessed David. And he will bless us today. So he was able to bring him down. And they wanted to give him the armor. They wanted to get him all fixed up. But 39, and David girded his sword upon his armor. And he essayed to go, for he had not proven it. David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven them. And David put them off. But he went with something he was familiar with. 40, and he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. I think he came with full confidence that God was going to see him through, and God did answer. The Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. When the Philistines looked about and saw David, noticed, he disdained him. For he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. That doesn't matter when God is on your side. And the Philistine said unto David
Am I a dog that thou camest out to me with staves? Notice, he took all of that. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Notice that's a small g right there, all right? And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a shield, with the spear and with the shield. Notice, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Notice, that is victory for us today. And we can come in that mindset with that focus that God is going to be with us today. And he surely will. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. He had faith and confidence. And I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know if there is a God in Israel. Go ahead, take the liberty, maximize the ability what God can do for us in our spiritual battles. This is where we're going to get the strength. This is where we're going to get the courage. You know what happened to David? He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And sometimes we are getting in situations and battles where we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. But whatever the case is, God is well able. And I want you to remember that in this meeting, that God is well able. Whatever your giant might be, your giant is not the same as what my giant is either. We all have our, think of it this way, we all have our personal battles that we have to face. Yes. We all have those things. Maybe I can fly through something. Oh, that didn't even really bother me. But you may have had a little struggle with that. But whatever it is, God will give you the grace that you need, that you can slay that giant and you'll be able to be victorious. Yes. And also, remember, when you're in the giant slaying business, God can give you some positive giants too. Things that you can look back and you say, Lord, I don't know how I got through that, but you carried me through and we braided it through on to victory to the other side. So those can be like Ebenezers. Those can be reminders of what God can do for you when you're in the battle. They don't all have to be negative giants. We can have some positive giants too. And we thank the Lord for that. But we're talking about Goliath, how God blessed David to be able to slay him. Thank the Lord for that. All right. I think that's going to be enough. You all know how that story may go on. There's more to it, but we're going to move on for this time. Turn with me to Joshua 14 and 8. We're still talking about giants in the land. We still have some giants today. We're still dealing with sin, wickedness, and rebellion. But notice with me Joshua 14 and 8 and 15. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Isn't that wonderful? And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. We want to wholly follow the Lord with gladness, with obedience, with simplicity, with faith in God, yes, without complaining, without finding fault, without asking why, without just, I'll do it, but I hate to do it, but gladly follow the Lord, and we will surely be blessed. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and lo, I am this day 85 years old. 11, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. Yes. For war, both to go out and to come in. Isn't that a wonderful thing to say, and that kind of determination that I'm going to be faithful to God. 12, now therefore, give me this mountain. He asked for the elevation. whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou hearest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Thank the Lord. And what did Joshua do? Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. All right, and he gave it to him. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son, and all of those, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Thank the Lord. He gave it to him. I made some little notes on Joshua, noticing Caleb. He represented his physical land and his inheritance. That's what he wanted. He was one of the chief spies sent out by Moses. Think about that. He had great faith. He was courageous and he persevered. Thank the Lord. He was invincible in driving out the giants. Isn't that wonderful? Even though his physical strength may not have been so strong at that time, but yet he was able to pursue it with the Lord's help. Yes. He was completely devoted to God. That's wonderful when you think about it. He was vigorous in old age, elderly. He didn't just sit down and complain, I don't have anything to do. The children are gone and I feel weak and weary. But no, he was busy. What did Anna do? She was in the temple doing what? Gossiping? That's not what she was doing. She gave herself to prayer.
Yes.
She gave herself to prayer, and she was a blessing. Remember back there when they brought to make that sacrifice of the child? All right. Six times it's recorded of Caleb. He hath fully followed the Lord. How many times will it be recorded of you that in your test and in your trial, in your time of fighting the giants, that you have wholly followed the Lord?
Yes.
Wholly followed the Lord with the gladness, with the willingness to be faithful. Lord, I know this is a challenging message for all of us. I'm in it with you too. So let us all pray for one another. At 85, he asked Joshua to give me that hostile country, the mountains, and he was able to obtain it, and he was able, with the Lord's help, to drive out those enemies.
Lord,
what about it today? There's work to be done, so we're thankful for these examples. We're talking about giants, and with faith, those big giants can become small giants, and we want to keep that in mind, because we're serving that Almighty God that is over all creation, and he has all power, and he's able to meet the need, and he knows how to custom meet the need. You understand what I'm talking about? Whatever that needs to be done, he can do it. If you're in the fire, if you're in the water, if you're almost in a near accident, I've heard people say, Lord, have mercy, or whatever they say, and seem like the vehicles have gotten straightened around or whatever. But you know, that's the God we're serving, and we're thankful for that. So we appreciate him so very much today. All right, we're trying to move along here. I don't want to go too fast, but let's see here. Turn with me to Numbers 13. And I know this is kind of the end of the meeting. Sometime you might get a little weary, but God still has some good things for us today. So let's see what else we have. Numbers 13. And see what else we want to record here right now to bring to your attention. We'll go to, Lord willing, the 27th verse. And they told him and said, well, let me go up to 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Excuse me. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, until the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. So that was evident they had been there. 27. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey.
Yes.
And this is the fruit of it. Thank the Lord. Notice 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. We have some wall situations in our society today. People are walled up with sin and in prison. They're captivated. They have habits. They have ideas. There's a lot of things that's going on. We're living in a dark time. But I want you to remember, we're still serving that great God that can break through and penetrate all that darkness. And he can soften the hearts of mankind. We're praying for that. So we're thankful for today. But here they saw these walled cities, and they were very great. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And they was telling all these people that dwell there in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb did what? He stilled the people before Moses. We need some more Calebs that can still the people in the time of need, when the battle is almost getting ready to get engaged. And you should not be taking part in the agitation and in the fearfulness. And, oh, what are we going to do? We talked about fear not and all that. Sister Doris talked about it. Yeah. But we should be able to be a leader. We should be able to say, we're looking to God. We are going to make a matter of prayer. We're going to have united prayer. We're going to bind together as an army, like Gideon's 300 faithful men that were able to take that battle. That's what we should be doing. You know, they say when you work around children that the guardian or the parent, if there's a time of some type of disturbance, say like an earthquake or not, you don't have earthquakes here, like a tornado, you need to be very calm yourself, even if you might be a little fearful, but you don't want to transfer that over to those children, because they're looking to, like, if mommy's all agitated, well, they're going to really get more agitated. So let's think about it. We're trusting that great God that is well able to meet our needs. So we want to remember that as leaders, because we have others that are looking on, and we need to be strong. And so the Lord can help us in all of these things. But nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. All right. Caleb stilled the people and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. He had confidence that they were able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our notice, our own sight, as grasshoppers. Yes. And so we were in their sight. Their perspective was distorted. Notice what they said. How big is a grasshopper? I know it's not as big as this. But notice that comparison that they made. Lord, help us to get the right lenses on God's perspective. Yeah. You know, I wear bifocals. I need them. You might not tell them. They're very faint. But I need these. And you know why I think I need them? Because when I start reading, I can't see my letters like I need to. And I can see pretty well, thank the Lord. But I'm telling you, if I got somebody else's prescription and try to look through those, I probably would not have a clear vision, would I? Suppose if I put on my shades that are dark, because my eyes are sensitive to light, and I come up here trying to read the Bible, I probably would be acting like a man that's blind or something like that, wouldn't I? That's the wrong type to be using. But Lord, help us to get that vision that he wants us to have. Yeah. That, Lord, we can do it with your help, Lord. That's who we're depending upon. So may the Lord encourage us today. So I need my glasses, and these brethren needed to look at it through faith, that God was going to be with them. Lord, help us today. What are you facing? What type of giants might you be facing? Is there a giant that I just cannot live, say, Lord, I've tried. I just can't do it. I just can't give up sin. Lord, that might be one. Here might be another one. You might be having a a relationship problem. There's somebody that you may have a relationship with that's causing you a giant. You may have a giant. There's some financial issues going on today. You might have a giant of unforgiveness. You don't want to forgive your brother, your family, your boss man, or whatever the case might be. There's some other giants, Lord. I don't know. There's a lot. Some people might have a giant that they've been offended and they've been holding it for how many years? I don't even want to give a number. But you know what? The Lord can help you with that giant. I was privileged that a lady called me and she said, I want to talk to you. And I was really surprised. She said, I've been holding you, I think, for about 30 years for something that I said. And she misunderstood what I meant, but she said the Lord brought it to her mind and she cleared it up. And I was so thankful. I didn't know what had happened with our relationship, but there was something that was said that she misunderstood my intentions. And I said, I probably did say it, but that wasn't the way that I meant it. But I think it was about 30. It was a long time. It was a long time, more than 3 years. It was a long time that she had been holding that. But we got it cleared up, and I'm thankful. That was kind of like a giant to her, and she didn't want to go out with that on her conscience, and I'm so glad. But whatever the case might be, Lord, help us to really realize there is victory, that these big giants, these mammoth giants, these super giants, they can come down to size when we look at them through what God can do for us. That's a wonderful thought when I think of it. So I want you to be encouraged, all right? Whatever giant you're facing, God is well able to take care of it. All right, don't tell God how big your giants are. Tell your giants how big your God is. And I got that from a quote, and it's Crosby, it says on there, I think. But that's what it says. Don't tell God how big your giants are. Tell your giants how big your God is. May the Lord bless each one of you. I believe that's enough scripture, enough examples at this time. What I desire is that the Spirit of God will accompany the things that are said this afternoon, and that the Spirit of God, as you go through this week and in the days to come, that it will enlarge upon it and it'll become real to you and it'll be a reality, and you'll be able to say, identify, that's a giant right there. And Lord, help me to slay that giant. Help me to be like David, Lord, and to bring that giant down to where it needs to be. And Lord, help me to go through with victory, that I'll be able to look back someday and say, yes, Lord, I thank you because you helped me slay Goliath back here, dear Lord. And that's going to give me courage that I can slay this whatever I'm meeting out here in the front. And we're going from victory to victory. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it, when you think about it? And not only that, we'll be in an army that you're slaying giants with the Lord's help, and I'm slaying giants with the Lord's help, and we're marching forward. It says, like, when the saints go marching in. But remember, you're going to have to go through some battles. You're not going to just go flying away to heaven. I don't believe it's going to work that way. Some people might get saved, and that's all they have to do. I haven't found it to work that way just yet with me. But you understand what I'm saying. We want victorious living, so this is how we're going to get it. May the Lord help you, and may the Lord encourage you. Remember, we need the perspective that God has on the matter, and that will surely help bring it down to size. So may the Lord bless you. May he encourage you all. And we trust that you were able to follow through with the thought that it says again, we need great faith. And while I looked at that, it reminded me there was one scripture, if you will allow me to get it over there in Hebrews. And I overlooked it just temporarily when I was talking, but I would like to finish with that. But I'll go ahead with the subject. It says, great faith. We need great faith. The small giants are circled. God's perspective. We want to look at our giants, our situation, through his view. We want to remember we can minimize it or we can maximize it. And we always want to remember that we serve that great and mighty God. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Notice, and then I'll skip down to 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, We're going to have faith to slay any giant. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Yes.
Move down to 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, thank the Lord, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
May the Lord bless each one of you, is my prayer.